The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now, it's a big week, has been a big week so far for people doing exams, be it the junior cert or the leaving cert. And you wonder, how do you keep yourself fueled up for the exams? Well, we're joined now to talk about the do's and don'ts of exam dieting and well-being. Registered dietitian and nutritionist Sarah Keogh. Sarah, good morning.
Morning.
Do you need to change anything or as you were?
To be honest, if you're kind of going along fairly okay, I wouldn't change a whole lot. It's not the time to suddenly start some sort of completely new diet in case you end up upsetting your digestive system. But there's a couple of things you can add in and a couple of things you can do that we know do support memory and concentration. And the big thing, recall, when it comes to exams.
So what are they? What are these magic foods?
The most amazing thing is carbohydrate. And people have spent years giving out about poor carbohydrate foods. But we know that particularly if you have a carbohydrate-based breakfast, your focus and memory and concentration is just better after that. So if you can, eating breakfast is just really important. And going for a slow-release carb, so something like your bowl of porridge, your granola, your whole grain toast, something like that, is really, really good to set you up for going into that exam.
Now, athletes famously use bananas. Tennis players, you often see them.
Perfect.
Match could be 3 or 4 hours even, and they chomp on bananas.
And they're brilliant. What you want is the slow release carb at your breakfast, and then about 20 minutes before you go into the exam, that's where you add in the sugar. And that's where something like a banana, packet of jellies, you know, those dextrose tablets you see everyone taking, you know, rid of fruit juice. So quick release sugar then close to, and if you're able to take something into the exam, the jellies are great. Jelly babies, things like that are brilliant.
Now, the thing is, though, when you take in sugar, your body's designed to get rid of that sugar fairly quickly, convert it. Isn't that so?
Well, it does. And that's what we want. The brain needs glucose. It really needs it rapidly. And it goes through a huge amount. And when you're actually using your brain in an exam, it's like exercising. So you want to fuel it in the same way as you say a sports person is going to fuel in the middle of a match with that. So that's what you're doing for the brain there.
Okay, now stimulants. Mm-hmm. If you normally have a coffee in the morning, stay with it?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And what about things like Red Bull? I'll use the trade name. Any of these energy drinks.
So the caffeine, what we would say is that if you're not used to them, this is not the time to start giving yourself big jitters in the middle of exams. And some of them, like some of the smaller ones, have the same caffeine as one cup of coffee, and some would have the same caffeine as two cups of coffee. So if you're used to that, they can be helpful. And we do know that caffeine does help support the brain a little bit. But I would go with your cup of tea, your cup of coffee, you know, something like that. And as I said, if you're not used to caffeine, this is not the time to start it.
Now, there are some foods that stimulate blood supply to the brain. What are they?
Yeah. So what we found is there's good few foods that actually increase blood flow to the brain. So blueberries are a key one for that. And there's a huge amount of research looking at the sort of cognitive effects of blueberries in terms of getting blood to the brain. And when you do that, that's improving sort of memory, recall, retention. And what's really interesting is if you add cocoa to that. So there's a really couple of very interesting studies on this where they initially were looking at them people kind of with dementia, and they found if they gave them blueberries and cocoa powder together as a kind of a drink, that the blood flow to the brain significantly improved and they were able to recall more things. The memory just worked better. So that's a nice combination.
How instant is that effect?
So that was turning up within 30, 40 minutes in this particular study.
So it's not that you have to be preparing weeks in advance.
No, not. I've got a blueberry smoothie with, you know, milk and cocoa powder and a few blueberries in it in the morning. Looks like it's going to, you know, be interesting. The research is very interesting on that one.
Okay, now, in terms of foods to avoid, I'm thinking, I used to tell the story about Gay Byrne before the Late Late Show on a Friday. He would always have egg and chips in the canteen because it was the blandest combination you could possibly imagine, and he was unlikely to become ill or indisposed during the afternoon having had egg and chips.
So, I mean, I would keep with familiar foods for the most part, you know. Because sometimes, you know, if you have a bit of a funny tummy anyway, and nerves can do that as well, you don't want to suddenly put in a whole lot of unfamiliar things. I wouldn't go for big spicy foods, and again, unless you're very used to them. But very, very high fat foods can sit in the stomach for quite a while, and for some people can be uncomfortable. But it's really staying quite familiar with what you're doing. But eating, kids often don't feel like eating when they're coming up to exams because nerves are in there. But even to drink something, even eat a yogurt, to get a little bit of food in there is really, really helpful.
Are there any sort of early stuff that you should be doing? Like, it's too late now for this year's leaving cert, but perhaps for next year, foods that you can kind of get your memory fit.
So fish is really important. So fish oils, which would be particularly the omega-3s in fish, which are EPA and DHA, are all about memory, focus and concentration. They unfortunately say a bit late now. It takes about 3 months to start to have an effect with them. But that's a really good thing. You know, if you're in fifth year, heading into sixth year this year, right now is the time to start eating your oily fish twice a week or taking your fish oils. One that could work straight away, though, are B-complex supplements, and they can have a quicker effect. So, you know, even if you have an exam on Monday, you could start taking a B-complex today, and that helps actually relax you a little bit, and it improves brain function
as
well.
And this is something you buy in the pharmacy?
You'll just go into the local pharmacy, local health food shop, any B-complex. Don't be spending a fortune on them.
The lads will all be talking about protein. I need me protein.
Yes.
Do you need extra protein for exam time?
Not for exams. The nice thing about, though, and I see, you know, I have two teenagers myself, and the thing with the protein is protein foods are also rich in iron and they're also rich in B vitamins. So actually, if you're increasing your protein, and particularly if you're getting nice varied sources, you tend to get really good nutrition with that as well.
Things like ginkgo biloba
can be helpful, but it's one of those things. We very mixed studies on it. Again, it can have an effect on the digestive system. So it'd be something I would try out coming up to the Leaving Cert rather than something to do on the day of an important exam with that.
Now, differences between boys and girls. Are girls likely to need different foods to boys?
Generally, the nutrition is the same. The one exception is iron. So girls do need double the amount of iron that boys do. And it's just because they're having periods with that. But they tend not to hit their targets for it. And it really does affect cognition and really drops memory. And the study shows where it can actually impact, for example, IQ. So particularly for teenage girls, making sure they're getting iron-rich foods in, and they need them 2 to 3 times a day, not 2 to 3 times a week, which is what I see a lot of people doing. So your red meat, your fortified breakfast cereals with the iron added, beans and lentils, nuts and seeds, you know, all of those kind of foods in. Chicken breast has very little iron in it, brilliant for protein, but chicken legs is where the iron are. So if you're someone who's just living on chicken breast, chances are they're not getting enough iron.
Okay, now imagine if they did get enough iron. Already they surpassed the boys in the Leaving Cert.
That's actually been, it's been debated, you know, that the girls typically do a little bit better than the boys. And we thought, you know, kind of if we had that 50% of girls actually hitting their iron targets, it could be very interesting.
Now, other supplements, what does magnesium do for you?
Magnesium does lots of different things depending on the type. So again, magnesium can be a laxative. So again, I wouldn't start it if you haven't. But it, you know, it can be quite good in terms. Some people find it's helpful for relaxing and some people find it's helpful for sleep. So that can be helpful as well. But if you're eating kind of a mixed diet, most people, if you're eating nuts and seeds, you're eating whole grains, you're probably okay for magnesium.
People, a few years ago, there was a big fashion for being celiac.
Yes.
I don't know how real it was, but people say, oh, no, I want gluten-free this, gluten-free that. Then the dessert came along and they tucked into it without any ill effects whatsoever. What about celiac, undiagnosed celiac? Is it likely to erupt during stressful times like Leaving Cert?
Can do. I mean, the fad a few years ago was more around gluten-free. So someone who's celiac is not going to have the dessert with gluten in it. But what we do find for people with celiac disease, that the gluten does affect the nervous system as well as the gut, in the sense that it causes brain fog, a loss of concentration and a drop in focus. So if someone is going through exams and they are celiac, really important to be strictly gluten-free. But also, and this is again for next year, if you have a child who's having any kind of gut symptoms, if they're having kind of nervous system symptoms, things like recurrent mouth ulcers, I would be getting a celiac check, because what I would see in the clinic is that when we get teenagers who are diagnosed, their grades improve across the board.
Okay.
When they're getting
proper nutrition.
So, you know, if you're coming up to Leaving Cert, parents will say, well, I'll check them after the Leaving Cert. And I was like, no, check them before the Leaving Cert, because actually if you get them on the
strict, effect will be instant.
Yeah, it's very quick. Yeah.
Okay, and the final thing, I suppose, we were talking about energy drinks and coffee and so on. Some people drink the coffee to help them study in the evening.
Yes. And you know what? For some people that works. If you've someone, and a lot of people, you know, kids with ADHD, for example, the coffee actually relaxes them and gets them to focus, which is really interesting. But late in the evening, it's going to stop you sleeping properly. So I would really be cutting off the coffee by about 6 o'clock. So about 4 hours before you want to go to sleep. Now, that's for people under 20, by the way. So anyone over 20, you're going to need to cut it off earlier. But if you're doing sort of exams, the cup of coffee to kind of keep you awake. By after about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I'd probably lean into tea and I'd probably stop the caffeine altogether. Because to be honest, you need to get asleep by 11 o'clock. What you're learning after 11 o'clock in the evening, we're not retaining to the same extent. And you need to get your short-term memory into your long-term memory with sleep if you're going to actually recall that in the exam the next day.
Okay, well, finally, I suppose what I'm taking out of this is a blueberry shake with cacao in it. And that should improve my performance on air. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. Sarah Kyo is a diet and mental health expert. She is a registered dietitian, and hopefully that has been a great help to the 70,000 people who are going into the exam hall. Sarah, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.